All right, we've got our guest, Silvano Di Genova, and he is the CEO of Tangible Investments, which is the main title sponsor of our entire show. And we love to talk to him, just like we love to talk to Kip Herridge, who's got the stock newsletter of VRA Insider and is just a stock expert. I love to talk to Silvano about gold and silver. And by the way, almost every conservative is a gold bug. And it's in our blood. If you're a conservative Republican, you like blood. That's a funny faux pas. You like gold. If you're a liberal, you don't know anything about gold. It means nothing to you. Liberals don't buy gold. Only conservatives buy gold. We buy gold because we know throughout history the value of gold. It's done fantastic throughout history. So without further ado, the CEO of Tangible Investments, you can find them at TII1.com, TII1.com, because it's Tangible Investments Incorporated, TII1.com, Silvano Di Genova. Hey, Silvano, how are you?
Great, Wayne. Thanks for having me.
So tell me your opinion of gold. I mean, I see signs out there that gold's about to explode. I see Russia buying gold by the tons, now owning more gold than China. So Russia's central bank believes in gold. I see the second richest man in Egypt buying almost $3 billion worth of gold, half his net worth. And he believes that the stock market is scary and in for some bad times and certainly in for volatility. And the world is into crisis and world war. And yet, I see gold's been down the last couple of weeks. So what do you think's going on?
Well, it's mostly about the dollar. Recently, we've had a relatively strong dollar, and that's pushing gold down a little bit. I mean, and we are talking a very little bit. I mean, the reality was that in mid-April, gold was $1,349. It's just shy of $1,320 right now. So, you know, it's a very minor correction, and this is all because of the strength in the dollar. However, nothing has really changed long term. In fact, interestingly, you pointed out a couple of recent developments. Number one, Russia has still been buying, and in the most recent report, which was March, the Russians bought over 300,000 ounces of gold, which put them at 1,900 metric tons, a number that, you know, could compare with China. You know, the thing about China is a lot of their buying is done in secret, so we really don't know. I mean, they've been buying gold mines. They don't report any of the production of the gold mines. They don't sell 1 ounce of gold out of the gold mines they've been buying. So it's hard to say how much gold China has, but this most recent report, 300,000 ounces in March. Then we get the chairman of the board of Orscom Telecom Media, this Egyptian billionaire who is reported has bought over $3 billion worth of gold. So, you know, the smart money is certainly buying gold. Interestingly, just a few days ago, one of the analysts at Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, put a very strong statement for gold. They basically feel that gold will hit $1,450 sometime this year. So that's almost a 10% increase, in a fairly short time. So
right.
There is quite a bit of, bullishness that is not reported and basically behind the scenes. OK. And, we have to certainly look at that, more importantly than the $20 that gold is down in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, well, it's not so much. Look, it's obviously not down a lot. It's not that there's some crash in gold. Obviously, you've made the point from 1440 to 1420. But I think the more important thing is just for the last few weeks, it's been sitting kind of, even or down a slight bit. So I'm just wondering why it's not rocketing up, considering all the things going on in the world. I saw a report just the other day that Israel is about to start a war with Iran. And they believe it's got to be done now or it's going to get a lot worse. And they're asking the United States for their full support. And I'm sure Donald Trump will give Israel their full support, as well he should. But that means we're headed for World War III, because Israel and Iran in the Middle East is a very dangerous combination. Although maybe not as dangerous as we all think. I mean, Saudi Arabia is now backing Israel. I think that's pretty clear. So with Saudi Arabia and Israel and the United States all on the same side, maybe the war will be over in a week. I have no idea. Nobody thought the Iraq war would be over in a couple weeks, and only a couple hundred guys would get killed the first time around. So, and we'd kill hundreds of thousands of their people. So it's possible Israel could win this thing in a week, but it could also, you know, just destabilize the world and lead to World War III. So it seems like gold should be flying up, not holding its, you know, holding still or going slightly down. That was my only point. It seems a little odd to me it's not going up, but how about your thoughts on the economy, particularly your thoughts on the fact we have the lowest unemployment numbers since the year 2000? So 18 years, it's the lowest unemployment numbers. What do you think, how that portends for the stock market, for the economy, and for gold?
Well, the reality is having the lowest unemployment rate in nearly 20 years is clearly going to put pressure on wages, okay? We have a lot of different indications out there that are inflationary, and certainly extremely low unemployment is clearly inflationary. I mean, the employers are going to have to bid up wages, okay, to fill the gaps that they need, okay? And so what's going to happen, you know, as soon as wages start moving up, people will start spending more. Not to mention already with the tax cuts out there, people are clearly spending more. You know, the economy is booming, and all of these things are inflationary. Now, the 800 pound gorilla that nobody wants to talk about, okay, is the fact that there is a potential for the budget deficit to reach $1 trillion. That is just an unheard of. We're not talking about the debt. We're talking about 1 year's budget deficit. And unless, you know, we get a huge influx of taxes or, you know, cash flow because of the tax cut, that deficit will, you know, explode. And that is extremely inflationary. So all these things, again, long term are extremely bullish for gold. And that doesn't throw into the things that you just mentioned. I mean, there is unrest all over the world. Okay. I mean, we got the Middle East, we got Crimea. We got Venezuela. I mean, we got issues everywhere. All of these are potential fuel for the fire of a bullish gold market.
All right. And in light of the latest economic news, which has been all pretty darn good, not perfect, but pretty darn good, the Trump economy is booming. How is the rare coin market doing overall?
Well, I have to tell you that since November, since the election of Trump, we have had more big money people buying in this market than we have seen in years, okay? I mean, we have actually sold multiple seven figures. That's over $1 million coins in the last 3 to 4 months. We have sold numerous six-figure items. What's happening is the wealthy are making a lot of money, and they want private, portable wealth, rare coins. There is no better private, portable wealth than rare coins. You know, obviously, we hear the big stories of a painting selling for $400 million and the Ferrari selling for $40 million. I mean, they get the headlines. But behind the scenes, the most liquid way to have wealth is in rare coins. I mean, they're historic, they're small, they're transportable, they're easy to insure. I mean, they just have a lot more positive aspects of them.
Silvano, we're on the run. I don't know if my guests can hear the music, but we're on the run out in this segment. It's TII1.com, and you can find them at 800-780-9000. Tangible Investments. Thank you, Silvano.